You're listening to the iHeartRadio Talk Network, and this is the Evan Solomon Show, today with special guest host Zane Velji.
I want to talk about a Netflix movie, guys. A Netflix movie that is taking, well, at least North America by storm. The conversations have been loud. The conversations have been frequent. And to me, it kind of signals the power of pop culture in some ways. But let me give you a bit of a table set on what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the Netflix movie Don't Look Up, which stars the very bankable Jennifer Lawrence and Leo DiCaprio. They play two climate scientists that are calculating the trajectory and discover the horror when a Mount Everest-sized object is about to hit Earth in less than 6 months. The two panic scientists then, of course, they go to the president, played by Meryl Streep. And while this is a story that is very much about a large object hitting Earth, it has been said by many that it is the perfect allegory of the climate change lack of urgency that we are having across the world. Take a listen to the trailer here.
I hear there's something you don't like the looks of.
We discovered a very large comet.
Oh, good for you.
It's headed directly towards Earth.
This comet is what we call a planet killer.
At this exact moment, I say we sit tight and assess.
Sit tight and assess?
Sit tight.
And then assess. The sit tight part comes first, and you got to digest it. That's the assessment period.
And to talk to me about this movie, I want to bring on Dr. Peter Kelmes. He's a climate scientist as part of NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. He's speaking on his own accord. Dr. Kelmes, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you've written a piece in The Guardian. You've got this Twitter thread. Tell me about your experience watching this movie, Don't Look Up, for the first time.
Oh, gosh. It was absolutely cathartic for me. It was the first time I'd seen a mainstream piece of art, I guess, a mainstream cultural event like that. That really spoke to me as a climate scientist, and I felt seen. It was after 15 years of feeling like I've been screaming into the void and trying to wake up the world to the urgency of climate and ecological breakdown. It was cathartic to see it in the film and portrayed in a lot of, as I said in the piece. I mean, it was satire, but it was quite accurate in a lot of ways, in my opinion.
Let's talk about one of those angles that might be cathartic for you, which is in your piece, you talk about how the two climate scientists I mentioned earlier, played by Leo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence, are pleading with the media, pleading with government, and they get gaslit. They ultimately are told that they're overreacting, that they're blowing things out of proportion, that they don't understand the myriad of other concerns and what else, you know, leaders and media and government need to reconcile. How did those particular scenes resonate with you?
It's incredibly hard to break through prevailing social norms. And we've all grown up with fossil fuels, and we've all grown up with global civilization that looks like the way it does now. It's very hard for, I think, to imagine the kinds of rapid and pretty radical changes that we actually have to make now to stave off the worst of climate and ecological breakdown. At this point, it's a race to save everything we can. And every extra bit of fossil fuel we burn and put into the atmosphere makes it worse. And it's been like, Cassandra to see things breaking down on the planet first in subtle ways and then getting more and more loud. The Earth system's basically screaming at us now. And the thing that's frightening as a climate scientist is it keeps basically getting worse without any ceiling until we end the fossil fuel industry. But our entire civilization is underpinned by fossil fuels. So it's a very weird and kind of surreal situation to be in as a climate scientist.
Yeah, you know, and many times in the movie, and I suspect many times in your personal life, when you bring up these views, you're more assertive, or you talk about, you know, the catastrophic event that this ultimately leads downstream to. You're called alarmist. You're called someone who doesn't understand, how policy is created. When you kind of watch this movie, zooming out from the movie for a second, tell me about the state of our discourse on policymaking. What do you feel like a movie like this could perhaps snap into focus for those that are making policy and, frankly, for those that are platforming views in media?
Yeah, great question. You know, the policy discussion, unfortunately, has been infiltrated by the fossil fuel industry for decades. And you have to step back and look at the root cause of global heating. It is the fossil fuel industry. There are other things that are going to have to change down the line. Like, I don't see how, an endlessly exponentially growing economy that relies on resources and doubles in size every, maybe few decades, that doesn't seem like that can go on for much longer either. But it's really the fossil fuel industry that's the immediate thing that has to change right now. And, I think what we need, it's so powerful, we need a very strong grassroots movement to actually push the policymakers. And it's been hard to get that without good climate stories and good climate storytelling. And to have climate breakdown basically not even be in the mainstream media, to be completely absent. People watch television shows, people watch movies. There are these fictional worlds set in the present time that literally don't have climate change in them. And so I don't think at a very deep subconscious level, this sort of refusal to acknowledge climate breakdown by the mainstream media basically has been gaslighting all of us for a long time.
I'm talking to Dr. Peter Kalmus. He's a climate scientist. We're talking about the film Don't Look Up, the Hollywood movie that is by many considered to be a spot-on allegory of our climate change perils across the world. You know, I have to ask you, are you bullish about this grassroots movement being formed? Are you bullish that we might have the raw ingredients and that climate snaps back into focus? It's kind of been on and I hate to use this term, a slow burn during the pandemic, that we've kind of said all resources, all hands on deck to the crisis in front of us. Do you feel like something like this, or even the ongoing conversation and advocacy of you and your colleagues, can really prioritize, perhaps correctly, where climate needs to fit in our order of, priorities?
Absolutely. I think if, for example, Hollywood made climate storytelling a priority, it could be an absolute game changer. So the climate movement has gotten, a lot more powerful since 2018 when the IPCC, the International Group of Scientists, released a special report on how much worse 2 degrees Celsius of global heating would be than 1.5. I think 1.5 is going to be bad, too. And then Greta Thunberg and the youth climate movement started to come up, but it's still been a pretty fringe movement, frankly. It needs to go mainstream. We need to have a billion climate activists, more than a billion climate activists. Anyone living on planet Earth should be making stopping climate and ecological breakdown a top priority. And so to get that to go mainstream, how do we do that? How do we make this not just something that, fringe climate activists and environmentalists care about? You have to have it centered in the mainstream, in the places where people kind of congregate and discuss. And Hollywood is probably the world's most powerful player in making that happen. So I do think this film could be game-changing. The fact that it's been obviously hugely successful for Netflix worldwide, I think there was a lot of hesitation to do climate storytelling like this in Hollywood because they were afraid it wouldn't sell. And I think that caution probably is completely obliterated. And so I hope they have to be well written. So it's not easy to make a good climate story, but I hope that there's so many stories to tell, right? Not just about the asteroid that hit us, but also, for example, about what it could look like and feel like if humanity actually collectively started taking this seriously. So we'd have disasters, we'd be losing places like Miami, we'd be having terrible heat waves. But at the same time, there'd be this awesome sense of solidarity that humanity kind of averted a catastrophe and was on the right course, and there was more justice worldwide. We realized we were on this tiny blue, pale blue dot, this cosmic oasis.
Dr. Kalmus, I got to kind of stop you there. I've got a hard commercial break, but thank you for your thoughts. Climate scientist Dr. Peter Kalmus talking about the movie Don't Look Up. On the other side of the break, I want to extend this conversation. I want to talk about pop culture and Hollywood. Can it actually save our planet? Do we need more climate stories? Do we need more of our mainstream problems injected into Hollywood? Zane Velji filling in for Evan Solomon.